first. Massive night last night here in Brisbane, Harley Breen. Guns and Roses. Ooh. Finally, after COVIDs and cancellations, they toured Suncorp Stadium last night. And turns out they've got new backing vocals in way of one Corey Parker. Incredible stuff.
Tell you what, as a singer, he's a great NRL player.
He's a great NRL player. And we had a call from a gentleman a little earlier, Dan, who won Last Person Standing with us.
I've got it, mate.
Oh, you've got it.
Yeah,
okay.
We've got to put it in.
He saw him last night.
When I saw him at the Caxton Hotel, he looked like he was in full flight. He looked fine.
What time?
What time was that, Daniel?
That would have been
12:30. I actually got a message on my Instagram about the same time, 12 o'clock last night, just saying, hey, just ran into Corey at the old Dirty Harry's. No gym session for him in the morning, I'm tipping. But I knew that this was going to be a thing before, thank you to our loyal listeners, dishing out the dirt on Corey. Because at 7:53, I received a message from Corey last night.
PM or AM?
PM.
Okay, good.
And he said, no Axl Rose hurts this band. And I said, no Axl, who's singing? He said, yeah, I've forgotten he's split with him. He's a karaoke singer from the Paddo, I think. Which he then responded again to himself, Todd's going to sing the next banger, who's his mate. Then he responded again, lead singer is a lemon. They keep drowning him out. Jimmy Barnes would be great for Guns N' Roses frontman. Oh my God, that's actually Axl Rose. He's lost his aura. He's definitely lost it. So Corey Parker, for an hour and a half of the Guns N' Roses concert.
Chatting with himself,
but thinking that Axl Rose was not, in fact, Axl Rose. Corey Parker joins us this morning. Fox League expert and Guns N' Roses reviewer. G'day, Coz.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Well, he sounds fresh.
Ooh.
Is that a put-on?
He's had a coffee and a shower, hasn't he?
Let's just clarify a few things.
Please clarify.
The first thing this morning is telling a couple of porkies. The biggest disappointment of the night is I actually thought Dirty Harry's was still alive. It's now a kebab shop.
No chicken schnitzels there, babe.
That's no schnitzels there like old times, Marsh. Guns N' Roses, they're 60 years old. Slash just played his guitar, as obviously Slash does. But Axl Rose wasn't quite the Axl Rose of old. Now, I understand.
Well, he's old now. That's why.
Well, he's 60 years old. But, I mean, you know how you go there with, like, preconceived ideas in mind. And he just couldn't hit the notes. It was great to see them, but definitely not one of their finest.
Parker, hang on. Rich coming from you, mate, given that this is how you were singing last night. Are we in any position to criticise Axl Rose or Corey?
Well, I didn't have the earphones on. I couldn't hear myself properly. It was
right.
No fault.
I was being drowned out. Anything else? Anyone else want to tee off on me this morning?
Look, I'm disappointed because you are actually sounding mighty fresh, Corey. Be honest.
Well, that's because it wasn't as bad as everyone.
Well, I texted him and I said, big night, ? Several reports have come through on the burner and my Instagram. He said, interesting to hear that. Wasn't a big night, but good to know you're getting reports. Got home, through the side door, brushed my teeth up at 4:15 while you were driving out the gate for work.
4:15. What time did you get home, Parker?
12:30. We left at 12 o'clock. We went to the top of Caxton Street. We got a kebab, jumped in the cab and come on.
Are you calling our listeners liars?
They said they saw you at the Caxton at 12:30.
No. If you replay that audio, he said roughly around 12.
I think he said 12:30.
When I saw him at the Caxton Hotel, he looked like he was in full flight. He looked fine.
What time?
What time was that, Daniel?
That would have been 12:30.
When I went out on for the 40th on Saturday night, I was feeling a little under the weather on Monday. It was complete transparency. Corey watched me on the CCTV.
Well, I watched you to make sure that you didn't crawl through the front door and you got into the house safely.
Through the doggy flap.
He had a timestamp. He had video recorded the CCTV footage to watch me walk down the driveway, not be able to get in the front door to go through the side door.
I was talking to your friend in the cab because you were completely asleep.
Do I need to check the CCTV footage, Corey?
Go for it.
I don't know
Parker,
the password.
Are you genuinely running off 3 hours sleep here? Because you sound mighty fresh.
Doesn't he?
Well,
what?
It's 3.5, 4 hours
That's
sleep,
the worst
which is not
part.
Uncommon for me.
I do love how he's selling this as it's all above board, that he came home at 12:30 with a kebab. Everything's fine. What are you talking about?
On a Tuesday night. Thank you, Parker.
If I come home and brush my teeth and hop into bed.
You good to get the kids to school this morning, mate?
100%. While he's driving, I'm watching.